Pablo for breakfast. Get it when you want with the best bits plus new stuff you haven't heard. Download the Listener app now.
And we're catching up with Sue from Safe. And today she's actually downtown in Melbourne. Sue, good morning. What's happening in Melbourne at the moment?
In sunny Melbourne, i.e. not. But anyway, I hear it's pretty warm up there, so I'll just enjoy being cold while I can. So I just came down here for the Companion Animal Network board meeting. So it's the first time we'd all got together and had a face-to-face meeting since pre-COVID. So it was really good catching up with all the other members. And we had got a changing of the guard. Megan Alessandrini from Tassie is leaving the president's role. And Melissa Penn, who's the general manager of Sydney Dogs and Cats Homes, she's stepping into the role. So Melissa's been connected to them for about 20 years, and she's been in the media a lot recently. I don't know if it's reached all the way to WA, but they're really trying to get government funding so they don't have to close their shelter down. So she's the real face of saving lives and making sure that they can continue on into the future. So, yeah, they have to have kennel facilities also, because a lot of the shelters have other pound facilities as well, so they don't really have the choice to go straight into fostering. But it's been great catching up with them, and use the time well the rest of the time I'm here.
Now, so I believe there's a bit of a SAFE Award winner up the road in Headland.
Yes, Headland Heroes. It recognises the efforts of the people going above and beyond in the Headland community 2022, and that it's a SAFE person, obviously, who does go well beyond and above the call of duty of that anyone I know, really. She's incredible. So Rachel Mullins, I think she's mayor now, but she calls herself self-confessed crazy cat lady, and takes so many cats to great outcomes. She came up to Headland from Tassie in 2015 and started with fostering, recruiting and training, working really closely with the vets and rangers. But she's on a mission there to make sure that educate the people of Headland are educated about animal welfare, responsible pet ownership, and she's certainly a SAFE hero as well as a Headland hero. Well done, Rachel.
Absolutely. Now, you and the SAFE team have had a successful year in receiving much needed support. You've received a grant that has brought some much order to SAFE, I believe, as well.
Yes, I know, it's an interesting one. So Horizon Power have come to the rescue with an excellent grant, mostly used for shelving. So if you have visited SAFE in the past, you'd remember a little small storage room full of stuff, great difficulty getting it organised and staying organised. And Tracy Smythe was our person who always seems to do extremely well with grants, advised by Denise with a warehousing background. She applied to make order out of chaos, and one day they all arrive, the flat packed shelves, and I'm thinking, how in the hell are we going to open them up and get them set up? But I didn't realise the talents of Denise and Alicia, and they, in the space of about 2 days, they erected all the shelving. And if you come and have a look at SAFE now, you'll see amazing, tidy, organised room. Well, it was when I left. And very grateful to Horizon Power for the generous $5,000 plus donation to help, and for Tracy putting it in, and Denise and Alicia for the transformation.
Now, so it's kitten season, and SAFE is keen for the community to watch out for homeless felines, and you have a couple of rescuers that have transformed kittens' lives lately.
Yeah, they make the world of difference when people in the community watch out and see animals in trouble. And the first one was a rescue in Perth, where Jodie, who's from SAFE Carnarvon but is based in Perth, she received a call from a woman desperate to help some kittens that were around her home. Deb Palacios, one of our main team in Perth, was really quick to get a cat trap organised. She'd never set one in her life, but off she went and set the trap. The kittens were really frail. It was really stormy and wet and cold. She managed to catch the first one, left the trap, and the woman who knew about them in the beginning rescued the second. And, it was fantastic. Jodie was able to get them in and feed them and keep them warm, and, a whole new future for these two kittens, which, would have been really disastrous otherwise. And then the other one was just in Karratha. Angela, a local resident, was driving back from Dampier with her family and saw something darting across the road into a prickle bush. She got out, climbed into the bush, and it was what she suspected, a little black kitten. She rescued the kitten, took it home. She rang rangers. She let SAFE know. She's become the foster carer for this kitten, and so rewarding to see know, where this kitten is today and what could have happened had she not pulled up the car and the future for that kitten. So, yeah, awesome work from Jody, Deb and Angela.
You can find out more and, of course, have a look at some of the animals that are needing help at the moment. Head online at safe.org.au.
It's the podcast for Karratha, the Pablo for Breakfast podcast, streaming now on the Listener app.